Hey, hey, BMF family, this is Sandy Dover for BMF Sports, a.k.a. Baller Mindframe, partner of Complex Media. Hopefully you're doing well today. We're going to get into the Alexio by Ectio. If you've never heard of Ectio, it's a therapeutic brand that particularly makes footwear. And the whole premise of the brand and the premise of the Alexio, the third generation version of the Ectio basketball sneakers, is to create a product, a shoe, that is, that actually prevents ankle sprains, so inversion and things of that nature. You've seen other sorts of technologies, like Nike's anti-inversion system, which kind of look like fingers on the famous Gary Payton shoes, like the Air Zoom Flight Glove. You've seen other sorts of things. You've seen dotted ankles. You've seen padded ankles, ankle straps, of course. But the Ectio Alexio is a little bit different. Like I've said, it is a third generation Ectio shoe. There have been two others that have used similar technology, but this is just an evolution of those models. The Alexio and this, specifically, it has Ectio's featured strap, which is kind of a contraption, or I shouldn't even say contraption, but it's a series of straps that are interlocked and interwoven within the shoe. So literally, the straps are built within the shoe, not over or atop the leather, but actually throughout and inside the leather, and it creates a kind of fit that's unique for you. There's a series of them. There's about two that crisscross each other. You actually normally have to unengage them so you can actually enter your foot in. In fact, that's one of the only issues with the Ectio Alexio, is that it the fit is not always as easy to accommodate like other shoes, but that's a part of its genius, is that it's creating a shoe that has the brace inside of the shoe. So I'll touch on some of the key parts of the Alexio. One part that I think is noteworthy is that the Alexio has a sole that actually has two outriggers on the lateral side. Normally, when you find lateral outriggers, they're usually on the forefoot side, the forefoot area of the shoe, but this has an outrigger not only on the forefoot, but in the rear foot, so on the outside of the heel. And usually, if you don't know, lateral outriggers are used to help stabilize the foot in situations where there is not any stability. So making cuts, jumping, and then turning on a dime, those things like that actually determine how well your ankle will be able to recover once it's not in line with the other foot bones that are moving as well. A lot of times, ankle injuries occur usually when you're landing, or if you're having to turn and your body is not necessarily aligned in a way in which it should be able to healthily turn another direction. And so outriggers actually help almost like balance the weight. So that's a great thing about these, about the Alexio shoe. Also, too, it has a kind of hyperfuse, Nike Hyperfuse upper, and while it's probably not a great thing to compare companies, the good thing about this is that it does take something, it piggies back off of what Nike has done. So taking a heat welded mesh upper and then actually coating it by weld with a synthetic material that actually gives it more stabilization in areas and more flexibility in areas, and that is a weld that is all over the shoe. Synthetic and mesh. Also, too, the sole, as you'll see, the sole is a multi-directional herringbone pad, actually pattern, and it runs through the full length of the shoe from heel to toe. Depending on what you're looking at on the outsole, you'll see that the herringbone goes laterally, goes vertically, and it goes diagonally, and that's helpful because herringbone is probably the most reliable traction pattern you can find in any shoe. Usually when you have a herringbone pattern in a shoe, the traction's automatically going to be a favorable aspect of it. And the Ectio Alexio is unlike any of the other shoes. It's or I should say, it's not unlike any of the other shoes. It's a really, really great shoe when it comes to traction and stability in that sense. It's a mid-top shoe, as you can see from the images that you're likely witnessing. But the main thing about the shoe, as I say, is the straps. The straps determine the fit. Now, I've mentioned entry and exit. One of the great things about shoes that's really one of the most underrated features is the entry and exit. If you can get your shoe on easily and get them off easily, usually, I mean, they're a fairly competent shoe from just an elementary standpoint. But with the Ectio, the shoe is a great shoe in all features. But the only drawback is that if you're unfamiliar with the shoe, the strapping can take literally 15 minutes to actually figure it out and get the fit that you need. It can take 15 to 20 minutes. So it's one of those shoes that you need to kind of practice with if you know that you're going to go head to a game or play with them. You'll just need to take a little bit of time with them at home before you actually play ball, because likely you won't really understand your fit. Just like a brace, you have to kind of figure out how much pressure over the malleoli, over the bridge of the foot that you'll need. It's the same concept here with the Ectio Lexia. Another great thing is that it does have a thermoplastic midfoot shank that actually improves the arch stability. And it all works together. What I love about the Ectio series in general, apart from Alexio and with Alexio taken in mind, is that the shoe laces up really, really well, because it doesn't depend solely on lacing the shoe to make a great fit. So it does provide a great variable width lacing. It's good for wide feet and for narrow feet. The laces are wonderful. They're smooth, they're flat, but they're synthetic, so it makes lacing them up really, really fast. Usually when you get natural fiber laces, there's an issue of tension that often is affected by moisture or lack thereof. But with synthetic laces, you don't usually run into that problem because it's not absorbing the moisture in the air. It's not affected by much in the elements. So that's the great thing about the Ectio shoe series. But the Alexio is, again, another great version of the previous Ectio shoes. It's a very competent basketball shoe. When I've played in the shoe, there have not been any issues with my feet. It's just really just entry and exit. So if you have the patience to enter and exit a shoe, like the Ectio Alexio, and you have a real genuine issue with your ankles, specifically their protection and whether or not they roll over, I suggest this shoe. I suggest this shoe and making it a part of your rotation, if not your primary shoe. It's a competent shoe. You can put orthopedic insoles in if you need to augment your fit. Anything that you would need for this shoe, you can actually have with this shoe. It's a wide base, but it's nimble. It flexes really well. You just have to be patient with it.